That was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed having you down there. I think you got to see, I think the neat thing is the passion that a lot of those guys have for the game of baseball. You know, they're lifelong fans, and a lot of them played in high school, and the first thing, as you know, Sean Estes and I were coaching our team, and the first thing we told him was, you know, there's going to be no scouts here. None of you guys are going to get signed to a contract, so be careful and just have fun. And we had a great time. It's fun to meet those guys. You know, we had, a lady from Alaska came, and people from all over. Yeah, so it's a good time. Bill Lasky does a great job running that.
Yeah, and you brought some people with you. Come on, you had the team stacked.
We tried. We wanted to get some more guys, but I brought a couple guys down that I coached Little League with, and they were on our team. And my team actually had the Gold Glove winner. Our center field won the Gold Glove award, and then our first baseman won the Silver Slugger award. So, but we didn't get in the final championship game. I think we finished fourth or fifth. It's all pitching, right? We just didn't have the arms.
And you're a rookie. It was your rookie season. That's what happens. All right, JT Snow with us down here. I wanted you on naturally just to say hello to you, but also the first baseman. There's a lot of first basemen in this camp. I want to get your take on them.
There are. It's going to be a good camp. There's a lot of competition. You know, you've got a veteran in Huff, and then you've got a Pill who's a little bit older but doesn't have the big league experience. Then you got Belt, the young guy that's doesn't quite have a lot of big league experience also. So it's an interesting dynamic. You know, I think that's when it comes down to when the GM and the manager are going to sit down, and you've got two lefties, you know, in Huff and Belt, and then you've got the righty and Pill. And I like them all. They're all working hard. They're all they all have a lot to prove in their own way. You know, Aubrey's got a lot to prove. Pill does, and Belt does too. So we'll see what happens. That's why they pay the manager the big bucks to make those decisions, right, when camp breaks. I think Pill showed a lot last year when he came up. I worked a lot with him in the minor leagues the last few years, and a great kid, can drive in runs. And he looks awful good as that right-handed bat. You know, maybe coming off the bench and maybe spelling one of the lefties a day off. Like today, they're facing Chapman from the Reds, a tough lefty that throws hard. So he might be the perfect guy to be in that situation.
Boy, JT Snow joining us. You know, I always said you were so many gold gloves. You were like a shortstop playing first base. And let's start with Pill. Pill has got those soft hands. He went over to third base. He looked like Troy Gloss. He played left field against the Padres on Thursday. Pill, just defensively, how do you see Pill?
Well, he's very valuable, and he's very good. The thing I like about him is he's a big guy, but he plays a lot smaller. He's got good feet. You know, you put him at third, he's not overmatched or out of character over there, and you put him in left field, and, you know, he runs decent. He moves good for a big guy, and then you put him at first, and he's got good hands. He's good at picking the ball. He's got a lot of range. The thing I realize is you know, like I said earlier, he plays. He's a big guy, but he plays a lot smaller. And what I mean by that is he moves good, and he's got good feet. And I tell all these guys, you know, I do a lot of work with the minor league kids too, and I say every great infielder that you ever see always has good feet. And it never looks like they get a bad hop because their feet are always in position. They're always moving, and he does that. So he can be very valuable to this team. Like you said, taking balls at third, playing in the outfield, playing first. I like him, and he's a great kid. He's quiet. He comes out every day, and he knows what he's trying to get accomplished, get his work done, and he's a professional.
You know, the funny thing about the first baseman, they all play all over the place. Huff goes to the outfield. Belt has been tried in the outfield. Pill all over the place. Did they ever do that with you, or were you always a first baseman?
You know, they tried, and when I was in AAA, I came up with the Yankees, and I had a great year in AAA, and they were going to send me to winter ball, learn to play the outfield a little bit, because I was stuck behind Don Mattingly at first base in New York. I played a few games out there, but you know, I just knew that I probably wasn't going to be a big league outfielder. I didn't run well enough. They could probably hide me in left field, but I knew if I was going to make it, it was going to have to be at first base, and I was going to have to get a few hits and drive in some runs. And I ended up doing that for 13 years. So it goes by fast. But these guys are all interchangeable. And Boach is doing that a lot this spring. He's got Aubrey in left today against the Reds, and you know, he's put Belt out there. And you know, the old saying, the more positions you can play, the more valuable are the team. We saw a little bit last year. In Aubrey Huff's defense, he wasn't quite ready for the outfield last year. Kind of sprung upon him because of the great spring that Belt had, and he was you know, he was being a team player and being a veteran guy trying to go out there and help out. But they're all I like Brandon a lot at first base. I'm kind of partial to the left-handers over there. They just look a little better, right? A little smoother, and they turn the double play and they throw. So he's really good over there, and he's got a chance to be good. So it's a decision that's probably going to go down, you know, to that Bay Bridge series in Oakland as who breaks camp. You want for me, I want all three to make the team. But there's dynamics that go involved. Brandon Belcheong needs to play. You know, Huff's coming off a rough year, and he wants to prove himself. And Pill's kind of that, you know, that guy that nobody really knows about, but he can play. So we'll see what happens.
JT, one last thought for you. Nice to have you with us. Always good. Really, it is. It's good to talk ball with you. Posey, as a first baseman, technically, what's he like as a first baseman?
He's pretty good, actually. He took some last year at first base in spring, and I was over there working with him. And once again, a guy with good feet. I mean, he moves his feet, and he's got really soft hands. He took ground balls for the first time, and he looked like he'd been playing it his whole life, you know. And Buster's a great kid because he doesn't, you know, he's just kind of nothing. He doesn't get too high or too low, and they said, go take some at first. And he was over there, and he did great. I mean, we did a little footwork, you know, around the bag and taking throws and stuff like that and picking balls. But he's a great athlete, and if he can play over there, you know, if he can catch a lot of games this year. But if a guy catches 130 games, there's 32 games where he's not. That's a month worth of. So maybe they sneak him in over there, you know, maybe against a tough lefty or something, and you want his bat in the lineup. He looks good. He's catching today. It's going to be his first spring training action today. But he just, you know, he's a lot like Brett Pill. He just goes with the flow. He's strong mentally, and he's going to do whatever they ask. And he knows that the reason they want him over there, though, is to keep his bat in the lineup on days that he can't catch. So we'll see how it goes with the ankle. But he's an underrated athlete. I think a lot of people don't realize what a great athlete he is.
JT, thanks so much as always. Right. Great to see you out here.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up. JT Snow right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.